Hello and welcome to another Let's Get Real podcast. My name's Ned.
And Lisa.
Thank you for joining us. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. So the topic this week, we decided to talk about how time seems to be speeding up. And have you noticed that time's speeding up?
Absolutely, everyone, including me.
Yeah, we've been asking people about that, if they've noticed that time seems to be going faster. And the general census is that a lot of people are in agreement with that.
Yeah, they want to know if everyone else is feeling it too.
So then just a simple Google search online, it seems to be a topic that's being searched quite regularly. Now, the thing about time and it speeding up, science has offered maybe a little bit of an explanation. Since year 2000, I think we've broken around 28 records for shortest days. When we've broken records for short days, like, we're talking about seconds. We're not talking about hours. It certainly doesn't explain what I think a lot of people are feeling with their days going much quicker. I don't think science has yet given us any kind of conclusive results on why time seems to be going so quickly. Now, when we look at psychology, they say that as we get older, that time seems to move faster. When we're younger, it's kind of like how our brain, it records so much more information when we're younger, but as we age, it records less and less, according to psychology. But I don't think that is conclusive to explain why time seems to be moving so quickly, right?
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And so science and psychology, you know, I don't think they're yet to really give us a good explanation on why time seems to be speeding up for so many of us. So I tend to lean toward the answers in consciousness. So remember, we recorded that talk recently about the shift that we've been experiencing. The answer lies in consciousness. We have had a shift in consciousness, and I think the effects of all the shift that we've experienced is yet to be really truly understood. So, but I think one of the effects when consciousness gets higher or raises in the world, our ability to manifest gets sped up. So when an idea comes to us, from idea to it showing up in our life, it's a much shorter gap in time. So I think we're manifesting at a much faster pace than we were able to many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is that we live in this instant society.
Mm-hmm.
Disposable instant society where we want things instantly. So in the past, something we want to do, it may take weeks and months to accomplish the thing that we want to do. But now it seems like if there's anything we want or any experience we want to have, we can have that experience very quickly.
Yeah, there's so many things that feed into that. There's always somebody waiting to sell you something quickly or do something quicker for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We miss a lot in that in the process of having things slow down.
So if you're feeling like time is moving too quickly for you, and feeling an overwhelming sense of like you can't keep up to life, what do you think the solution to that is?
I think the best thing that we can do is allow what's coming in. It feels unfamiliar and it's shaking us up. Again, I think that's a good thing. It's just making room for the new, but it's best just to allow.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great answer.
That's one answer anyway.
I think for me, when I think about if time feels like it's moving too quickly, and that we don't have enough time in the day, I think it's just a call for us to take a little bit more time,
mm-hmm.
to rest more, or to become more conscious of the moment that we're in.
You can take one conscious moment. If you took one right now, you could feel what that felt like. And then you just repeat, right? Mm-hmm. It's a practice sometimes. I think we're all guilty of wanting things expediently, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So by becoming more present and more conscious, I think this is part of what we're being called to do in this shift. In this shift of consciousness, I feel like the world's consciousness is slowly rising, mm-hmm. and our consciousness is rising. And as a result of that, I feel like it's a time that we are being called to slow down, mm-hmm. to take a little bit more time and not to be in such a hurry. Practice becoming more mindful of the moment you're in, and practice learning how to be more patient in your life and not expect immediate results on things.
We are creators. We're all creators, but that co-creation is what we're doing when we become more conscious of each moment, each mm-hmm. action.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I also feel like everything feels very chaotic, and that in part is because there's a higher truth, and when we're not walking that, we're not living that, we feel that that chasm, right? That we feel the difference between the two. We might not be aware that that's what's happening, but even as we become slow down and become more conscious, the world will mirror back to us that, and life will feel, I think, less chaotic. Mm-hmm. You think yeah. so too?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think so. And so I see this now as a time, if ever, it seems so important that we start to take more time to turn inward into, mm-hmm. and we, like, if anyone has listened to any of my talks or any of our previous podcasts, it sounds like I'm constantly saying the same thing, right? Turn inward. But the problem is that if we're constantly engaged in everything out here and we're not pausing for a minute just to take that deep breath inside of ourselves, it makes life feel chaotic. It mm-hmm. makes life feel like it's constantly, there's something always pulling at us. Mm-hmm. There's never, it feels like to me, there's never been more things to be distracted by in this world than there is today. And I think there's so many things that just sort of gobble up all of our time, and we start to kind of maybe jump from one thing to the next thing.
That's our conditioning too, mm-hmm. more than ever. But that's our conditioning that does that. When we feel uncomfortable, we figure out what we can do to distract ourselves, mm-hmm. instead of sitting with it or going inward. When, like you said, we're being called to go more and more inward, and it's between us and the divine. That's what we're being called to do, mm-hmm. is to stay in that.
I remember many years ago, my first mentor, he was Rod Johnson. Mm-hmm. He was a doctor from Ingersoll. I remember him telling me many, many years ago, he said, the world is speeding up. And he said, by time you get to your older years, you're going to notice that things happen very quickly. And it's interesting that he knew about that then.
Yeah. I find that you do that as well. So although it sounds like you're saying the same things with each video or each time you talk to someone, you always seem to be a step ahead. I don't mean that egoically to say that, but it's just true, because you are a person that stays very tuned in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm always listening and asking myself questions. Mm-hmm. My curious mind is always questioning, you know, what's around me? What am I experiencing? And listening. I take mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of time to listen, to be quiet in myself, to slow down. You know, people all the time, they say, oh, Ned, I know how busy you are. And the reality is, yeah, I'm doing lots of things, but my mind's not always busy. Mm-hmm. My mind isn't turned on. Mm-hmm. I'm not always recording everything or needing to constantly entertain my mind. I'm very happy to just to watch and just to be. Mm-hmm. I remember I was recording an episode, consciousness talk with my friend Al Lauzon, and he was talking about that, just be.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be. He said, you know, his daughter used to come in and he'd be sitting there looking out the window and she'd say, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm just being." And I think that's something that I see a lot of us need to learn how to get more comfortable with, is just being. Just allowing what's around us.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas about time speeding up. What do you think we need to do to experience a more slowed down life? Please leave it in the comments of this video. We'd love to hear from you. And I certainly think it's a topic that we should get curious about. What is it trying to say to us? These are all the questions that I'll ask myself when I think about a topic. What is it trying to tell me? What is the underlying message? And I'm not going to hear that message in my mind. It's going to rise up in me.
Yeah.
Just that process itself, I think, is the quiet that we need. We need to have just a little bit of quiet to hear that guidance within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Need to slow down just a touch so that we can feel that guidance coming up inside of us.
I do feel like if you have even 10 minutes a day to get on your phone, and not to be critical, but if you do have 10 minutes to even do that, then you have that same 10 minutes to do something else with that's nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. I know, I think I say that every time, every video that we do. You'd be surprised, even just 5 minutes. But it's true.
Yeah. And it's not like you have to start, we're not saying you have to start a close-eyed meditation practice.
That's right, yeah.
But just a practice of just being comfortable being.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting with yourself, taking in everything around you, enjoying the environment, showing up. Last episode, we talked about no resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Making life a practice of just accepting what is. And that, I think that's important if you want to just slow down and just be. I think we need to not resist. I think we need to just accept what's going on around us. In that acceptance of where you are and just being where you are, you're no longer rejecting the moment you're in to just fill it full of constant doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode. We look forward to hearing what you think. Thanks for watching us.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Take care.